Production support for Soundbites is made possible by listeners and by Coffee by Design, growing a business committed to community and sustainability locally and worldwide. CoffeeByDesign.com.
Welcome to Soundbites, true stories told by local Mainers and nationally recognized storytellers. The themes are always changing, and the hosts are from all over the nation, but when you hear the name Soundbites, you're in for a unique storytelling experience. Soundbites is brought to you by Frontier Studios and made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing Company, Frontier, The Press Hotel, Toad & Co., and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. This week's stories were told live at Frontier in Brunswick, where the event's dedicated theme was Birthright. Here's today's host, Detroit-based storyteller Dame Wilburn.
Please put your hands together for Tay Chung.
My mother is a superstitious woman. When she was in Korea, she went to the fortune teller to find out my brother's and my destiny. The fortune teller had said that our destinies would come to her in a dream. When I was 12, my mother said her dreams foretold our destinies. She said in her dreams, my oldest brother was a wolf. He's strong, fierce. He's going to be a leader. He's going to be a businessman, a successful businessman. And in her dream, she said, my middle brother was a fox. He's sly, smart, cunning. He's going to be a doctor, a medical doctor. And because he's good with his money, he's going to be a millionaire. Me, she said. In her dream, she said, I was going to be a dentist. Dentist. Of all the dreams that she could have, I was going to be a dentist. I was the youngest. I was donkae. In Korean, that means the runt of the litter, cute and small. And this made sense to her because I was a sickly child. And so she said that this is the best I could do, that I should set my sights on being a dentist. Dentist. It's the junior varsity, the accountant of the medical world. No one really gets saved by a dentist. You have to go see them eventually, so I guess that's good enough. And my mother could tell all her friends that she has two doctors in the family. Sort of. Dentist. Even at the age of 12, I knew that this couldn't be my destiny. I didn't know what I wanted to be. I was still deciding whether I wanted to be Fred Lynn of the Boston Red Sox or Julius Erving Dr. J of the Philadelphia 76ers. Who becomes a dentist? I knew a lot of kids, and we played doctor. We all played doctor. We all played some form of doctor. Who played dentist? It's the cousin to playing doctor, but who played dentist? At 12, I had to reject my mother's wish and dream and command for a better life for me. I had to rebel. How? Quit brushing my teeth. It got gross after a couple days. Quit flossing. I didn't do that anyways, except for when I had to go for an annual checkup and I floss until my gums bled, like I was cramming for a final exam. The dentist would smile knowingly when they saw me. Why did my mother want me to be a dentist? Why couldn't I be a businessman or a doctor? Was it because I lost all my baby teeth? Ever since we came to the U.S., my mother was fixated and fascinated about security and our future. By the time I was born, life had taken a toll on my family. My older uncle and aunt had stolen my parents' life savings. And we were living in my father's younger brother's house until we could get back on our feet. My brothers went to kindergarten. They took Taekwondo, they were third-degree black belts, and they traveled the country winning tournaments. But there was no money for me, for kindergarten, or daycare, or sports. I was Donke. My parents both worked, and my brothers were in middle school and high school, and I was left alone home at the age of 4. I was left out of many normal activities in Korea, and I was out of place in the United States in Maine in the 1970s. Maybe my mother thought that given my history, I wouldn't fit in a hospital or in business because I was a loner most of my life. Maybe she thought that being the dentist is the best I could be. Maybe she had a point. Sure, dentists have a bad rep. You go see them for an annual checkup and they have little miniature weapons and they try to make small talk with you through a mask. Is this the best I could do? Is this my future? Is this my destiny? Make small talk with my patients while they're strapped to my chair and I'm wielding little miniature pickaxes and scraping evidence of neglect from their mouths? Who wouldn't warm up to that? What if I socialized more? What if I did better in school? Maybe my mother could have other dreams where I'm playing basketball with Dr. J, or at least being his financial advisor. When I was 13, a miracle happened. The last of my adult teeth came in. It was an eye tooth. An eye tooth is an incisor that comes in from your gums, misaligning your teeth, and giving the impression that you have a vampire tooth. My mother looked at my mouth and she said, "Aye, no good. You can't be a dentist. Dentists don't have crooked teeth. It's bad for business. You'll just have to study harder in school." My mother tried to have other dreams for me, but the dreams wouldn't come and she couldn't talk to her fortune teller. After many sleepless nights, she came to me one day and she said, "Do well in school. Be a good boy. And you'll just have to figure this out on your own." And that was the best wish my mother could have for me. Thank you.
Tay is an aspiring writer and is working on his memoir, That Damned Memoir. The memoir is about being an Asian immigrant in the whitest state in the country. He said that, I didn't. He has performed on Soundbite Stage, WGBH Stories from the Stage, TED Talk Stage, and recently he finished a stand-up class. When he is not performing or procrastinating on his memoir, he spends his time with his two girls and his lovely wife, Susan.
If you want to know more about today's storyteller, well, you're in luck. Let's join our host backstage, now in conversation with today's teller.
Okay, so what is your connection to Maine?
I emigrated to Maine when I was 7, on Halloween, 1976, and people started giving out candy, and I thought, this country's great, but I've been here since then, so that's my connection to Maine.
Digging it. What got you into storytelling?
My friend Tim Farrell and Adam Burke asked me to do Maine Live, which is like a TED Talk, and Tim Farrell is an amazing mentor and coach. He taught comedy, and so when he told me I was funny, I said, okay. That gave me permission to really be myself, and so I started looking around for other venues, and then they asked me to do a Maine TED Talk, and then, you know, just by grace of God, luck, Donna asked me to do Soundbites a couple years ago, and now I'm really, I think that's where I am, is I want to be more of a storyteller than just a presenter. So yeah, my dream someday is to be like David Sedaris, except not, well, an Asian version.
I don't know why that just tickled me so bad. How do you prepare for being on stage? What's your process?
My mentor, Tim, you just got to put in the work. He just told me that you just got to put in the work. You got to stand up and tell the story over and over again, record it. It sounds boring, but you got to do the hard work. And then I just go back and critique the recordings to see whether I have the right voice, the cadence, the gaps, all that technical stuff. And then once I feel it's good enough, and I go out and just hopefully have positive energy and then present the story.
All good advice. Tell us some nugget or detail that's connected to your story but that won't be or didn't make the cut for this evening.
There's a term I use. It's called donkae in Korean. It means rent of the litter. But there's another definition that I'm not going to use. It's very colloquial and very disturbing. And they would put my parents like in, you know, custody for calling me donkae. Quick translation, it means a small dog that eats other dogs' feces to survive. That's what donkae means.
Yeah.
So we're not. So I cut that out. I use the PG version, very G, cute and small, rental litter, as opposed to the other literal translation in Korean. So that's what it's about.
Okay, we're supposed to have four questions, but I got one more. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Anything that's like super size, because I know like that means more sugar. And I know that's the house I got to go back and befriend.
Yep.
That's the can. Yeah, full size bars. It doesn't matter what it is. The fact that it's a full size, you win. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Soundbites is brought to you by Frontier Studios and made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing Company, Frontier, The Press Hotel, Toad & Co., and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. Special thanks also to GWI and Downey's Pension Services. More information about Soundbites, including how to attend a live storytelling event, can be found online at soundbitesme.org. And of course, you can always hear more stories at mainepublic.org. Thanks for listening.